You're listening to Mark Schneidman's Radio Real Estate. Our phone number is 564-1290 or 866-564-1290. Go to RadioRealEstate.com, RadioRealEstate.com to listen to past programs and find real estate information. Call me after the program at 452-2428, 452-CHAT.
Do you own a Eugenia hedge on the on your property? Or any kind of hedge that you like or don't like or dislike? How often do you trim it? See, I'm having this argument with my friend Jeff, the Redlands landlord. He hates hedges. Nightmare. And I had a friend. And so I was thinking about putting one in along one side. And help me out. You can call on the air, 564-1290. Or if you'd rather not, just leave me a message. Call me after the program at 452-2428, 452-CHAT after the program, or right now at 564-1290. So, under the category, last Monday, you ever go to the Upham Hotel? It's just unbelievable. They have a restaurant there called Louie's, and there's two things. I've only gotten one thing there. I don't eat there that frequently. It's not... It's a meatloaf, and no one makes meatloaf. It's served, it looks like steak, charbroiled over mashed potatoes and these vegetables with a Cabernet wine sauce. Get a nice salad. It's $12. It's not a budget lunch, but it's just quality, just the best meatloaf you'll ever eat in your life. So under the category of what were you thinking? This fellow, it was a lawsuit, not a lawsuit, but I guess it was a lawsuit. A homeowner sued Allstate Insurance because of a fire that severely damaged their home, and Allstate was not covering the damage. It was a fire. How could you not cover it? Well, the guy noticed a wet spot in his garage. We're not going there. And it was on the floor of his garage. So he decided to investigate the nature of this wet spot by lighting it with a match. Under the segment of what were you thinking? Usually I use this segment for architectural snafus, is it? When he dropped the match on the floor, the liquid ignited and flame shot in the air. He tried unsuccessfully to spread the fire. After investigating the fire, Allstate denied the fire damage claim. Allstate argued that the fire damage to the home was not accidental, as required by the homeowner's insurance policy, that the homeowner intentionally dropped a match into the unknown liquid. Allstate pointed to several clauses, exclude coverage for intentional acts by the insured. But the homeowner said, it was sudden and accidental. Direct loss, which is covered by the policy, which is always an interesting coverage, and we've talked about for insurance, particularly with water. And it has to be sudden and accidental. You can't have a drip that's caused mold. Of course, mold is now excluded from, I think, almost all homeowners insurance. Must be sudden. That's key. So when you go to your homeowners insurance, just make certain you just say, it was sudden and accidental. So the judge said, no, Allstate does not have to pay. The term accidental is used in the insurance policy as an unexpected happening without intention or design. It was clear that this loss was from his own intentional, and the judge said malicious act. I don't know if it was malicious. It was moronic. The homeowner deliberately applied a lit match to an unidentified liquid, the liquid he admits he knew may have been flammable. that's the one way you find out if it's flammable, Your Honor. The insurance contract excludes intentional acts by the insured, yada, yada, yada. Therefore, there you go. Under the category of what were you thinking? Now, what's the opposite of fire? Water, mold. Got an email from a client who lives out in Colorado. He owned some land. He owned one of the last pieces of land from the Sycamore Canyon fire back in, well, that was the 70s, and he never rebuilt. And I got to meet him several years back, and I listed it and sold it for him. I listed it and it sold, I should say. And we've kept in touch. He also owns a duplex here in Santa Barbara as well, and owns some property out, other properties in Colorado. So he emails me saying, we have a unit up here where the tenant elected to disregard a water leak from under the dishwasher. After they moved out, we found damage to the wood slat floor. It's warped and dangerous to walk on due to splintered edges, as well as the underfloor plywood, which had rotted. Their deposit did not begin to cover the repair. But we elected not to file an insurance claim. Kitchen area, which is ridiculous, but that's the world we live in. You get a water claim in to an insurance company, and you're marked with the scarlet letter of M, mold. Kitchen area is, and it follows you. Sell the house, go buy another house, go for insurance. Good luck. Kitchen area is noticeably defaced even after the cosmetic repairs and sanding and refinishing. Colors no longer match. Area looks like a poorly laid contractor defect. This is how rental units deteriorate. This guy has kind of a dark look on life. Just to, not to say that this isn't a valid point, but we do not have a mold problem up here due to very dry air, typical humidity under 20%, but any water leakage will create significant other problems. Now, in there, he refers now to his Santa Barbara units. He had two tenants there who took about 6 showers a day, as best as we could determine. I don't know how he would know that. The bath area, which had an overhead heater fan assembly vent, but was not used by the tenant, actually rotted out in two walls and had a portion of the floor fall through. We had to rebuild the supports under the floor, and the contractor actually provided a hidden drain around the commode area to vent the spilled water into the basement underground area. It's kind of like a kitchen, restaurant kitchen where you have vents in the flooring. I've always wanted that. You could just wash your kitchen off with a hose like they do in restaurants. I used to work in restaurants. That's my ideal kitchen. But that makes sense in a bathroom too. You should have a drain in the middle of the floor. So anyway, they did this. And apparently these people actually used to perform sex acts in the shower and tub and ended up covering the floor with about a quarter to a half inch of water based on the visible lines, water lines in the wall and woodwork. Now, how he knew they were performing sex acts, I don't know. I never followed up and asked him. Maybe I'll have him listen to this segment via the internet and ask him. Whatever the hell they were doing, they were obviously not, well, maybe he was making that up. Whatever the hell they were doing, they were not obviously paying attention to the water spillage. We also have stories about drug growers. If you ever get into that area on your radio program, well, maybe I'll call him up next week and we'll talk about his drug grower tenant problems. P.S. State Farm Insurance sent us notice that they no longer will insure against mold damage. At least two other insurers similarly have banned against such coverage even up here. There you go. What were you thinking? And a little tenant story from Mark Schneidman's Radio Real Estate. Again, radiorealestate.com. Anytime you can listen. Streaming at newspress.com. And after the program at 452-CHAT, 452-2428. Come back for another two segments of Mark Schneidman's Radio Real Estate. Stay tuned, unless you've got something better to do.